Wesley Smith is the Senior Vice President of Policy and Public Affairs at Western Governors University. He says the recent study was an attempt to better understand the challenges non-traditional learners face.
What we learned is that there are two big obstacles for non-traditional students, and they're not surprising. One is cost. Our research indicates that 89% say that cost is an obstruction to pursuing higher education, and the other is time.
Smith says resources for non-traditional students in Utah are becoming more prominent and urges people to take advantage of those opportunities.
The state of Utah is addressing adult learners and non-traditional learners, and that there are scholarships available, and the Utah system of higher education is administering a program for non-traditional learners.
At Weber State University, the Non-Traditional Student Center is taking steps in preparing their employees to better serve non-traditional students. Debbie Cragen is the center's director.
Being really aware of those needs and being in tune with what resources can we provide and enhancing that through not only the outreach committee, but within our department, being able to have community resources.
Scholarships, especially for non-traditional students, are another resource the school is offering. Cragen says other schools in the state should make sure to prioritize meeting the needs of non-traditional students.
It's really important for campuses to have a place for non-traditional students. They do have unique needs. They have a lot of barriers, and that's our mission, is to remove those barriers.
Reporting with Utah Public Radio, I'm Bailey Kern.